I'm looking forward to talking to you today about a topic that is, you know, near and dear to my heart, and I've covered this at other seminars, but I'm not sure that I've covered quite this much in 40 minutes, so you'll have to forgive me if I talk a little bit fast. I'm supposed to talk about jurisdiction, state and federal statutory damages, penalties, and tort liabilities, and I'm going to try to cover as much of that as I can. First of all, who are the players? We haven't mentioned the name Bummer, but most of you know that the MMS is now called the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement. And once people started calling it Bummer, they tried to shorten it to BOEM or the Bureau. And it's such a long name that I have to admit I blanked out on a couple of speeches trying to recall what it was. So I was out of town one day and I just plugged in BOEM. And you'll be happy to know that in addition to standing for the Bureau, it also stands for the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, which frankly think is more appropriate in describing the new agency. But clearly the Bureau has a big play in the new regulations that are coming out and in the moratorium and related issues for offshore. Of course, we have to deal with the Coast Guard. We deal with the EPA. Penalties might be assessed through the DOJ. And then we're dealing with a myriad of other state and federal agencies. So that's really all I'm going to say about jurisdiction, because you could go on for about 10 or 15 minutes on that topic, and I think we'll move on to more important things. Unless you've not been reading the newspaper or involved in offshore issues at all in the last few months, you probably realize by now that OPA is the primary act that deals with, establishes responsibility for discharges of oil in the waters of the United States. The Clean Water Act, OPA amended the Clean Water Act in 1990 after the Exxon Valdez situation.